as a business person and being in the Chamber of Commerce for over 20 years, we're actually shocked. We did know there was plenty of, you know, vibes in the background for the last year that there would be a change in the structure of the banks. However, we didn't expect the Gwydor branch to be closed. We have a situation where we have Dunfanaghy, Fadcara and Gwydor closing, Gwydor being a main branch. And when Dunloe was set up, it was a sub-branch of Gwydor. So Gwydor being a strong industrial hub still and has a strong retail business structure there, and, of course, the seasonal tourism that we get, we expected that it would stay open. So,
what kind of an impact do you believe this will actually have with this branch closure?
Well, it doesn't exactly. The AIB, which was founded in 1966 from three different branches, Munster and Leinster and Provincial and the Royal Bank, when it came to Gwydor and built a new building there, an iconic building, like the same, AIB obviously prided itself on iconic buildings in central areas nearly in every town in Ireland. And that vacuum or the taking away or the absence of that presence and even an ATM in a place like that, we have a situation where we lost the National Irish Bank there 2 years ago. We still have the Bank of Ireland. There is no news coming from them yet. I spoke to the local branch manager today, and they have no news. They're saying that they don't anticipate a closure. But if anything happened to the Bank of Ireland, and if this goes ahead, the AIB closure goes, we have no presence at all. We're told that the post offices will pick up, for the want of a better word, the slack. That being that business customers can go and lodge their money, but there's high security involved. We've been used to banks where we could go in at different times of the day and there was security box and all that, so I'm not sure how the post office is going to cope with that structure. And you also have the situation where parking, if business people are going to travel, say, from AIB customers travelling from Dunfanaghy, Fadcara and Gwydor to go to Dunloe, there's no parking on the main street in Dunloe, so it doesn't make any sense if you have people coming out of cars not being able to pull in close to the bank and walking a couple of hundred yards to a branch with either cash or getting cash to run their businesses.
Do you think perhaps the bank has rushed into this decision and some more thought should be given as to what branches should close? Because
absolutely. We're fully aware as business people that business decisions have to be made. The government has made a decision and is obviously talking non-stop to the banks, the Bank of Ireland, the AIB, and told them to clean up their act. They've lost £1 million or whatever, euros in the last year. So they have to clean up and how would you say, start being more cost-effective. However, three branch closures in a row doesn't seem to be like geographical sense, and it's not practical for us. Surely each branch should be studied on its merit. And I honestly feel the likes of Gwydor, where there's an industrial base and a very high population central there, you know, bringing in the Rosses and Gwydor as well, captivating that population. There's a 15,000 of a population in the general area. That I think, in a downturn, that they're making a rash decision. Yes, all businesses and banks are suffering at the minute. We know from the AIB that the share prices have been stalling at 5 cents for the last 2 or 3 years. So obviously their losses are continuing on. But I think when we come out of the recession, that the AIB Bank and Gwydor area especially would come back with the first rising tide.